Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Hello, welcome again this week. We'll be looking on discomfort. That's what we're talking about this month. And this is what the series that we're looking on this month. Anything that makes you uncomfortable, that's what we're talking about. Anything that causes you to grieve, cry, feel in pain, and also anything that causes you to die spiritually, slowly. So our core scripture is taken from Revelation 21 verse 4 and says, "He will wipe away every tears from their eyes. There will be no more death. There won't be any more grief, crying, or pain, because the first things have disappeared." So we're looking on discomfort, anything that makes you uncomfortable. And this month, this week, we want to look on further the characteristics of discomfort. What does it look like? How can you identify it? What are the signs? So you know what is, if you're, where are you in terms of this discomfort thing, whatever situation. And to put it in context, anything that if somebody ever talked to you, talked down to you, and you felt hurt about it, that is what we're talking about, discomfort. Have you ever gotten a bad news that it rock you, that it really shift your mentality in terms of how you start to worry? If you ever been in financial difficulty where you're not sure how you're going to deal with this thing, these things are uncomfortable. Or you have gotten diagnosed with a terminal illness, like cancer, diabetes, a brain tumor, whatever. You have lost somebody to death, violently or otherwise, and you're grieving because you're so close to this person and you're not sure how you're going to live without this person in your life. These are discomforts, and there are more. There are more. These are some examples. If you have anxiety issues, these things are uncomfortable. So we want to talk about now the characteristics of this thing. What does this look like? Then there are four characteristics of what discomfort is. The first one is weakness. So you start to feel weak. You start to feel maybe physically, you may not feel strong enough. Sometimes you're not sure how to function, may lose balance, all of these things. Isaiah 61 verse 3 kind of gives us an example of what this thing looks like. It talks about to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, mantle of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Then people will call them oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, in order to display his splendor. So there are different levels when it comes on to weakness. You're mourning, you're grieving, you're in despair spiritually. Sometimes it may manifest as weakness physically in your body, where you can't walk, you may not even have the strength to stand up, you don't even have the strength to even continue life in general. So this is something that you need to think about when it comes on to the characteristics of discomfort. These are things that happen. It's also tears of grief. That's another thing in terms of mourning. The next thing is that, are you mourning this thing? Does it cause you to cry? If you reach the point, you know, physically you don't have any, the lack of strength. The lack of strength is where we're talking about weakness. But no, in addition to the lack of strength, it causes you to grieve. You're mourning as if you lost the death of somebody. So you may not lose the death of somebody, but this situation that you're facing, no, cause you to grieve as if you lose, as if somebody died close to you. So that's another characteristics of what we're talking about when it comes on to discomfort, according to the Bible. Next thing, though, is sadness. That's the third one, sadness. And Isaiah 60 verse 20 says, "Your sun won't set, nor will your moon withdraw itself. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning will end." And it also brings out, this scripture also brings out the fourth characteristics, the absence of light. So now, Jesus is our light. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. So now, when you realize now the situation that is uncomfortable is the absence of God's light shining within that area of our life. You may be wondering, but this is something that is happening to me, and I understand we're in debt. Somebody has died. I have a terminal illness, and I'm not sure how I'm going to deal with this thing, and it's very uncomfortable. But if you think about it, the Bible says that God is our Heavenly Father, and He knows what we need. He will supply everything that we need according to His riches in glory. So when you think about it from that perspective, now we're at the stage now, this is uncomfortable, and we're sad, no light is there, we're not sure what to do because we're blindsided by this thing. And if you think about it, we're at the stage where we need answers, we're not sure what to do, and we need help. So here is the thing now, these four characteristics now give us a clear view of what exactly is discomfort and how we can identify it, not only in our lives but in others, for those around us. And now we're at the place now we can fully assess now what exactly we need to do when it comes down to dealing with this thing. And when you're in discomfort, there are two things that you're looking for: one, answers, and two, help. So now you want answers to what is happening, and two, you need help to move on. Isaiah 30 verse 19 says, "Indeed, you people in Zion, who live in Zion and in Jerusalem, you will weep no more. How gracious the Lord will be to you at the sound of your cry. As soon as He hears it, He will answer you." So now your weeping and your tears are God hear them. Because your tears are that you are mourning the loss, but also you need comfort and you need help. So these are the things that will help us now to move away from this uncomfortable situation: answers and help. So your soul is searching for a solution to this problem. And also, when you are in discomfort, you actually need to go to the place of rest. And once you find that place of rest, you now know that you, last week when we talked about it in terms of you dealing with this thing, God will give you access to the spring of life and wipe away your tears, because He said that come to Him and He will give you rest for your soul. There's a place of rest that you need to find, and the only thing that can point where you need to go is the Word of God. Isaiah 65:18 says, "Be glad and rejoice forever in what I am going to create, because I am going to create Jerusalem to be a delight and its people to be a joy." Isaiah 65 verse 18. So that's where we leave it for this week. These are the characteristics. These things can help you evaluate and think about now what exactly are the answers that you need to help you move forward. Maybe is it that if you're in debt, you need a solution in terms of how to solve your financial problem. And then once you resolve your finances, you'll now know how to move forward with resolving the debt and living comfortably. For persons who are dealing with a sickness, you need a treatment plan, how it's going to work and how you're going to finance it, and even support dealing with this thing going forward. For those who have lost a loved one, comfort and support to move on. Not just move on and forget the person, but at least deal with that death in terms of the magnitude of the loss, and to step by step rebuild and allow Jesus to fill that void that was created and help you to move on. Those are the things I want to think about this week. As always, have a lovely week. God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.